From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jolene Crosman. Utah is cracking down on prediction market companies, but ones like Kalshi are fighting back in court. State lawmakers already passed a bill effectively banning the technology. And at his monthly news conference, Governor Spencer Cox said he's prepared to go even further. KUER's Hugo Ricard Bell has more.
Prediction market companies allow people to bet on the outcome of future events. Arizona has just brought criminal charges against Kalshi for allowing people to bet on state elections. For Governor Cox, this could be an in.
You can't bet on local elections in Arizona. You can't do that here in Utah either.
Right now, if you look at the Kalshi website, there are around 9 different wagers you can make on Utah elections. Kalshi says it's not a betting company, but Cox doesn't buy it.
It walks like a duck and quacks like a duck. It's a duck, and I think everybody agrees with that, except the people who are making billions off of trying to destroy our kids.
An anti-gambling approach has been enshrined in Utah's constitution for over a century, and Cox has made it clear there will be no way around it. Hugo Ricard Bell, KUER News.
Governor Spencer Cox has mixed feelings about Immigration and Customs Enforcement buying a warehouse in Salt Lake City. He said at his monthly press conference today that Utah needs a detention center. Getting people to the one in Las Vegas is difficult. But he said it was frustrating that he and local leaders were not notified ahead of time.
I don't think anyone wants us to waste taxpayer dollars on something that's just going to be around for a year or two, and especially something of that scope and size. So we want to work to get the right location and to get the right size. But until I have some conversations about what their plans are, I really can't weigh in on that.
He said things are on pause while the U.S. Senate confirms the new Secretary of Homeland Security. But Cox does not think a new detention center will affect ICE enforcement in the state. Hundreds of people gathered last night to protest the warehouse. The mostly peaceful protests lasted more than an hour, but things did turn physical near the end. Utah News Dispatch reports there was a scuffle between some protesters and two people who appeared to be federal law enforcement agents. Some protesters threw rocks at the building's glass windows, and some spray painted a swastika with the words, quote, "Kill all Nazis" on a structure outside the building. Salt Lake City patrol cars and officers in tactical helmets were on hand toward the end of the event. Utah college presidents can now earn 10% bonuses based on their performance. That includes increased student retention and graduation rates. The Utah Board of Higher Education's new program means top school leaders could get extra checks in the 5-figure range. And the Salt Lake Tribune reports that could mean University of Utah President Taylor Randall would be able to make just under $1 million a year. The money will come from existing funds. Supporters say the job is tough and there's high turnover, but critics say the pay is already too high. The upcoming season of The Bachelorette featuring a Utah reality star has been canceled. Draper City Police told People magazine it has an open domestic abuse investigation into the show's star, Taylor Frankie Paul. Paul rose to fame as a TikTok influencer and member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. She also stars on The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. That show paused filming due to the investigation. The cancellation announcement came after a video from 2023 was posted online. It shows an altercation between Paul and the father of one of her children. The Bachelorette was set to premiere this weekend. You are listening to KUER News.